Undefeated is about an inner-city high school football team that's trying to make it to the playoffs for the first time in its school's history. It just won an Oscar for Best Documentary.
Anybody can be a champ. It takes a man to stand up when this thing hits you in the mouth because it hurts.
Everybody says when you get these inner city kids down, they'll lay over and you'll beat them by 40. Not us.
It's hard for those of us in North Texas to imagine a high school football team that has no funding from its school. Even harder to imagine team coaches who aren't paid a dime. But that's the reality in Manassas, Tennessee. The team has never won a playoff since the school was founded in 1899. The town itself has fallen into desperation since closing its last manufacturing plant. Enter volunteer coach Bill Courtney, who wants to build a winning football team, but more importantly, wants to give these young men something to aspire to. Comparisons to the Blind Side are inevitable once the coach takes in one of the players to help him keep his grades up. I watched Undefeated knowing that it had already won an Oscar, and I spent the first half hour being a little underwhelmed. By the end of the movie, though, I had a knot in my stomach and tears pouring down my face. Undefeated is a slow build, but it ultimately pulls you in with its honesty and Coach Courtney's awesome pregame speeches, and that's why I'm giving it an A-. Because what does happen to these guys if Sandra Bullock doesn't show up to watch over them till they go pro? What happens if they're sidelined by injury or even worse, their own personal demons? Nothing happens to them. A whole lot of nothing. And that's the specter that hangs over the Manassas Tigers football field along with those Friday night lights. At the movies, I'm Julie Fisk for News Radio 1080 KRLD.